Hi, I'm Sochi Mora, and welcome to McAllen's Own. On this episode, we talk to a city employee who makes his own handmade artisan bread. For Rene Gonzalez, becoming a bread maker was not the fulfillment of a longtime childhood dream, but rather a mission to be able to help his wife and daughter, who because of gluten sensitivity are unable to eat regularly commercially produced bread and bread products. But on a trip to Mexico, he found inspiration in a local panaderia.
My wife and daughter, both of them are gluten sensitive. They can't eat any processed manufactured bread, any bread from the store. They get a reaction on their skin. So we were in Mexico in San Miguel de Allende, and we went into a French bakery. And they looked at the pastries, Mexican pastries. They couldn't help themselves, so they dug into it. They started eating, and lord and behold, I mean, they didn't get any reaction to it. So I went into the kitchen with the owner, and I asked him, well, what are you doing different? I mean, my wife and daughter are okay. And walking in the kitchen, I noticed that he was fermenting. He was using what is called mother dough, a lavin. So it, essentially what it is just fermentation of wheat. So I asked him, are you using all traditional methods? And he goes, yes. So I got home, I got a book, I started reading into it, studying, and I started at home, and I made some couple of loaves, and eventually I got it, and they both eat now, and they're okay.
Gonzalez learned everything that he could about the process of fermenting yeast to be able to make the dough and ultimately a bread that his family could enjoy. After much trial and error, he found the perfect formula and began making the bread for his family.
The process of making artisan sourdough, it's a lot different than conventional bread making. Conventional bread making uses lab manufactured yeast, and it uses conditioners, and it uses preservatives and conservatives to make a loaf of bread so it will last a while on the shelf. And all those processes, all those chemicals that are being used in it, is actually what affects a lot of people on their digestion. Artisan bread is done through a fermentation process. Essentially what it is you grab wheat, ferment it, and that's what is called a mother dough. From there you ferment through several cycles, and then essentially you make what you know as a loaf of bread. You make the actual dough, it ferments overnight, and instead of using a lab manufactured yeast, I use an actual culture, a lactobacillus bacteria. I use absolutely no chemicals. It processes the wheat for you before you eat it. So all the enzymes on the wheat and all the on the fiber are actually being processed by the bacteria. So when you eat it, it actually nourishes your gut up to a certain point. I mean, if you have a healthy gut, if you don't have a healthy gut, then wheat is not good for you, of course.
In fact, for Gonzalez, there are just a few ingredients in his bread, and that is what makes all the difference.
The wheat, I get it from a distributor up in Utah. They ship it in for me. I get the big 50-pound bags from it. I have a stone grinder, so I stone grind my own flour. I use white and red wheat berries. I also get white flour from them, which is an organic, non-GMO flour. And the only ingredients that I use in that is actually the cultures, which is the mother dough, the actual flour that is an organic, non-GMO flour from a single source. And I use water and salt and a lot of muscle to put it together, so.
Later, it was his daughter who first suggested that he begin selling the bread at the local farmers market at McAllen's Fireman's Park, which only allows vendors that sell sustainable, organic, non-GMO, locally made and locally sourced products. From there, Gonzalez's bread making boomed as customer after customer, especially those who suffer from gluten sensitivities, allergies, or other digestive issues, sought out the delicious homemade loaves of sourdough or multigrain bread. Michelle Rivera, assistant city manager and local running enthusiast, is one of his most loyal customers.
I would dream about stacks of buttered toast because I miss my bread so much. And so this gives me a healthier alternative and allows me not to feel guilty and to keep running and not to have to run 100 miles a week.
According to Rivera, her daughter is also a fan of the bread, using it for sandwiches for her school lunch. But the real reason that she buys the bread?
It tastes great, and I know that it's healthier. And it's helped support, one of our city employees. And I think that's a great combination.
So if you were in the mood for a healthier option, Gonzalez offers this advice.
Get out of your comfort zone. Try the real natural bread, artisan handmade bread. Take the risk of actually tasting something that is handmade, artisan made, that is not being produced, mass produced. And you'll see the difference.
If you would like to try this bread, Gonzalez can be found every Saturday at Fireman's Park Farmers Market, starting at 9 a.m., and once a month at the Tres Lagos Farmers Market. You can follow him on Instagram at Antico Bread or place your order directly at 956-207-2417 or at yvalley69@gmail.com. For the City of McAllen, I'm Xochitl Mora.